suicide. It's the biggest killer of 15 to 34-year-olds, with 1,600 deaths in the UK in 2011 alone. For a special programme tonight on Radio 1, Professor Green has been asking what can be done to cut those numbers. In Suicide Survivors, the rapper hears from mental health experts and people who've made attempts to kill themselves. He also talks openly about how suicide's affected his own life. Newsbeat's Dave Howard reports.
It's been a couple of years since your eyes closed.
As Professor Green's fans will know, he writes in his songs about deeply personal issues.
When I was 24, it was on a Wednesday morning, my grandmother, who I lived with at the time, came into my room and woke me up. Be just like you. But isn't
that what all kids should aspire to? Including in Read All About It, losing his dad to suicide 6 years ago.
She was in tears and she said, "Stephen, your dad's dead. He's hung himself."
The rapper, real name Stephen Manderson, has written an article for Newsbeat Online describing the mix of emotions he still feels when he remembers his father, especially on his recent wedding day to former Made in Chelsea star Millie McIntosh.
Yeah, it was weird. I mean, recently I got married and it kind of brought everything back to the surface again, because I was like, you know, my dad isn't going to be there to see it. We went up to my nan's house the other day, and she was doing what she always does and annoyingly showing my now wife pictures of me as a kid, and out comes one with my dad, and I haven't cried in years, but I saw his picture and his face, and it just broke me down.
That photo he's talking about is also at Newsbeat Online. And tonight from 9 o'clock, more about how Professor Green uses his lyric writing as an emotional release.
I definitely find it therapeutic. It definitely helps to no end. There's a lot of things that I've written that will never see the light of day, but have served me a great purpose.
There's more shortly on Newsbeat about how charities and experts think suicide numbers could be reduced. Professor Green's got his own thoughts, though.
It's seen as a strength, you know, putting a smile on things, keeping on top of your problems. But actually, being weak is actually not admitting to needing help or to having problems, and that's a huge part of what causes this in people.
More from Dave in a bit on whether dedicated lessons in schools could cut suicide numbers. Newsbeat.